Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And my title today is Being One. Being One. Being One. What does that mean to me, to be one? Well, it certainly includes respect, love, and caring. And I like to describe what it really means to me with a story. The other day, Stefan brings me an envelope that came in with the mail. And on top of the envelope, it says, "Your horse would open me." Most naturally, I opened the envelope right away. And inside the envelope is a brochure from Pirelli's International Study Center with beautiful pictures on it, and it tells all about natural horsemanship. I have that brochure in my hand, and on the first page there is a picture. I will pass it around though. It shows Pat Pirelli on a black stallion without halter, without saddle, in full canter, riding in complete oneness. And with this, holding this brochure in my hands, which I got here, I was right away in another world, in my horse world. I am in a story where I share with a beautiful horse. Her name is Rosalie. You have heard a lot about her already. I share with her in New Zealand. And before I decided to get her, before she was, in quotes, delivered to me, I went to a weekend natural horsemanship study course. So I was well prepared for a horse. But what came to me was way beyond my imagination. She was such a strong mirror of who I was. So she was very rebellious. She bit, she kicked. She was very strong, powerful too, even though she was very small. She got very, very excited when cantering. It was nearly impossible to canter her. She took right away off. So she was a good, very good challenge for me. I started playing the natural horsemanship games with her. The first game is called Friendly Game. So you touch the horse all over the body, each corner, till it really totally accepts your touch and says to you, "Yes, you can do that. Go for it." And then other games follow that are there to actually then tell one another your private space. After you have learned to give of yourself and touch, you tell one another, "Hey, but don't come too close when we play together. Don't overrun me." Because if you play with a horse and it runs towards you and doesn't know it should stop maybe a meter before you, it will just run over you and have no feelings about it. It's just for playing the power it has and having fun. And it most certainly thinks you have the same strength. We played a lot together, and we played sometimes to a degree where I got very frustrated. I was screaming up in the hills and really thought, that's not really fun. And then suddenly with the time, things started to change. I saw little changes in me. And I started to have fun playing the game with her, to play all these different games, and they were all on the ground, not including riding. And I started to fall in love with that horse, with all the beauty she is, just with the little things she started to show, gentle gestures and respect towards me. Was very beautiful. And the most beautiful thing when I started the training was to come to the paddock in the morning, be all alone up there in nature, and not seeing one horse, because the paddock is huge. And then to be able to call out and hear the horses coming, because she was together with a couple of other horses, about six. And when thinking about it, how that sounded, that was like God thundering over the sky. So hearing these horses coming running towards you and knowing that they want to be with you, otherwise they wouldn't do it. And that's an enormous feeling of oneness, to stand out in nature and see that this power, this divine power that shows so perfectly in a horse, has chosen to share with you, to be one with you. I did many stupid things when practicing with Rosalie. I made many mistakes because I was practicing. But the thing is, she never judged me. As soon as I changed my tactic, as I got it right, she would react right and all the rest was forgotten. A horse is for me a picture of unlimited power. It's a picture of divine power showing to me. And to get one with this divine power in my creation, horse, is very significant, for I cannot force it. It's paired with so much freedom, and I really have to somehow earn it by feel it and be this oneness, be this power, feel my own divine power. The other day, Rosalie and I were walking at the beach. I had her on a long rope and I didn't ride her, haven't ridden her for a long, long time. And I could not resist anymore. It was so beautiful at the beach. There was nobody around. I thought, I had this picture in mind, sitting on a horse and cantering along the shore. So I got on her back and she got very, very excited. No wonder, I was very excited. So she got faster and faster and faster. And that was for me a little bit too much of power for one go. So I steered her into the water to slow her down. And the next moment I remember a wave coming, a big wave. So she took one jump to the side and brought me out of balance. I slipped and I fell into the water. And I certainly let her go, so she took off. The beach is where we played together is very, very big. She could have run from Motueka all the way to the next village. And for a moment I was sitting in this water and thinking, I put myself in big troubles here. And then I had this switch, like my divinity took over, and I felt, no, I am one with that horse. We have the same power, we have the same, our inner is the same. I just have to feel that and all works out perfectly. So I got up, walked up on the sand dune and first just watched her. She was far off and cantering and having a ball. And it was a little bit like in that movie we saw lately, seeing the field. Then suddenly I really focused on the truth, on this inner oneness, and I only saw the horse, the beach in between us and me. And I started screaming, I started playing with her, I chased her away. And that's a game we played together in the paddock before. I knew she loved it. So I screamed and giggled and chased her, and she would go faster and faster and run away. And then she in the middle of her cantering, she turns around just a little bit with her head, looks at me, and that's for me the sign in that game to be totally quiet. Put my head down as horses do when they're in absolute trust and giving themselves over to their companion. Put your head down, be quiet, and show peace. I believe in me, I know it's good. So she turned around, full canter towards me, and actually passed me by only half a meter. And that's an enormous feeling, that's pure power. And I was not worried. I knew that she would come back. She was just really enjoying the game. So she passed me by, and I turned around again and started again to scream and tell her, go for it, have a ball. And then she just turned one ear towards me, and again I went all the way down to the earth, my head down, and she would turn around, full canter towards me, and make a sliding stop in front of me, and just stand still. And I could feel her breath in my face. And I thought, this story is in a very beautiful way describing oneness, real oneness, with this divine power in all, with the love in all, that shows a great respect and also gentle caring. It's all included in that one act that this story tells here. To be one, being one, is for me beautifully shown in a relationship to pure power that shows in a horse. That's to be one.